Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
All right, let us move on to health and fitness with Muriel Cuddy, who joins me now. Muriel, good morning to you.
Morning, Fran. How are you today?
I'm very well. I believe you're run off your feet today, Muriel.
I am. Yeah, we're antigen testing everywhere, Fran. Yeah. Literally out of BP gear, pick up the phone, get into a quiet space. Yeah, things like that.
Well, listen, we're delighted to have you as usual anyway. You're going to talk to us today about improving our mood, and we've spoken about mood throughout the programme indeed this morning. How can we improve our mood? How can we look after ourselves, Muriel?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. As I was looking at my notes, whatever, in relation to this in the last 10 minutes, and I was looking at the window at the sleet and the snow, whatever, I was thinking to myself, people are either going to be happy that I went through this, or they're going to be very unhappy and say, oh, Lord, that's given us now 50 more jobs as we have completely forgotten about. But for me, you know, I always talk about what you can do outside the box that doesn't have to be, that you're putting yourself under pressure, most especially now. So I was trying to think of things in relation to, say, how can you actually burn calories? How can you build strength? How can you do things that, I suppose, in relation to all the areas that I talk about, like bone density and your muscles and all of those kinds of things, that isn't like running marathons and stuff like that. So when we started talking about it and I was thinking about it, I started putting together the two sides of it, the first thing that came up straight away was things like cleaning our windows and cleaning our gutters. So if we're outside the house, the minute it starts, it brightens up next week, please God, the evenings are getting longer, the mornings are brightening up and all the bits and pieces. What does that mean in relation to, say, like going for a walk or whatever? So if you were to get outside, you would clean your windows or clean your gutters. It's the equivalent of a 25-minute circuit bath.
Wow.
Which I thought was fantastic. Okay. And then I thought, put that together with food. So that's like having a donut. So if you can think outside the box of what you're doing, how long does it take to do these things? We're talking about, everything I'm talking about here is about 45 minutes. So things like vacuuming, like hoovering your house, again, if you're talking about maybe 45 minutes or whatever, it's equivalent to 20 minutes jogging, which is like one of our nice coffees, you know? So, and if you move down along to other things, like, and these all take between 30 and 40 minutes, and they do help improve your mood, because you're either doing something that's, I suppose, productive, that you have a clean house or clean windows or whatever, but it also burns calories and makes you fitter, and it's building strength and doing all those kinds of things, you know? So other things like washing the car, these, as I went through these blew me away. Like, it was something like 350 calories to wash the car, and that's like 45 minutes swimming.
My.
You know, so that's like having a chocolate brownie.
These comparisons are very interesting indeed, aren't they?
Well, I just thought, you know, if I was thinking of going for a walk and it was a choice between, right, I really need to do my walk today, but the windows need to be cleaned, sun is shining in them, you know, which do you do? Well, if you do both, you're really flying. But if you could actually clean your windows and it's the equivalent of a walk, or, you know, mopping floors is 320 calories, and that's like 45 minutes of boxing. You know, heavy gardening work, it's up to 600 calories. You know, so like if you go down through the list of all the different things that you can actually do, even things like childcare for kids that are up to the age of 9 or 10. So anyone that's homeschooling and they're on their feet and they're going around after kids and all the bits and pieces, per hour you can burn anything between 300 and 600 calories. You know, so like we're killing ourselves over what we're not doing. But maybe if we actually sit down and look at the things that we are doing, we can actually say, well, I had a good day. You know, I didn't
do
too bad today.
And
you know?
Even by acknowledging that, I guess, we're improving our mood, we're improving our mental health.
I think so. And you know, you say to yourself, I've nothing to do and we're in lockdown and all the bits and pieces, and they're talking about it now until after Easter and whatever. But once April comes, the weather will be lovely. If it's anything like last year, like look at the weather we had in April and May. And like if we had things done, like our furniture, garden furniture needs to be painted and our gates need to be painted and all the different lists of what I actually said there, like our spring wardrobe, that needs to come out. We need to change things around. Brighter colours give you an instant boost, you know. So if we put together a list of tasks to get organised, of things that we put off, and those things we put off actually cause stress, don't they? Because when you look out the dirty windows, look at the dirty car, whatever, it actually, you know, causes the stress on the other side. So if we put together a task list and said, right, over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to declutter, maybe clean out the shed, do all these different bits and pieces, straight away you're going to make yourself feel better, and you're actually building strength that maybe you might have lost over the winter without doing all that conventional exercise, you know. So it's a win-win.
In my head I'm adding up all the things that I put off till tomorrow, which is, I've been doing for months, I suppose. But you're right, and if we tackle them, then we immediately feel better where that is concerned. We got a huge reaction to a story that that Ali ran in the news today about some new drug that, you know, you'll really fantastic fantastic for weight loss and all of that kind of thing. And the amount of reaction we got on text and WhatsApp to that was just incredible. Want you to know about it, know more about it. We're almost looking for the easy way, aren't we?
Aren't we just? Yeah, and that's killing us. That's literally what's killing us as a nation. It's the quick fix. And, you know, our younger kids, they're used to the quick fix of everything. It's everything fast, isn't it, Fran?
Yeah.
Like social media, they won't, like, it's a given now that if something doesn't open up in 5 seconds, that you can actually read it straight away, they're gone past it, you know. These weight loss drugs, they don't work in the long term. That's literally, you know, coming from somebody that's involved in nutrition all my life. It's a mental attitude, and you've got to, I suppose, over time, create that positivity within your mindset in relation to food and what you're eating and what you're not eating. You might lose weight with this drug over whatever, 6 to 9 months. It's no different to ketogenic or any of these diets that are out there, but can you sustain it? And the other side of it is, what is it doing within your body? So if you know that you're really healthy and you've a really good immune system, maybe the drug might be okay and it mightn't do anything adverse. But if there are any deficiencies, if there's anything wrong within your body, well then, you know, what can it do to you over the long term? So I would be terrified to take anything like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because Ali gave some of the detail there. Seemingly it convinces your brain that you're not hungry. Now, that can't be good. I mean, it's stunting your thinking in some way as well, isn't it?
Well, there is an area there, say, that we have like ghrelin and leptin, and these are hormones that switch on and off your thought process in relation to your hunger, to whether you're hungry or not. And if you're deficient in one, it can actually, you know, make you think you're hungry and you're not hungry. So if there is a level of that in the drug, that's going to work. That it's actually, you know, either suppressing one hormone or making another hormone work well. But like, you'll get that from normal vitamins. You'll get that if you go to your local health food shop, you know, and say, listen, I'm craving different foods at different times. Why? Like, if we're lacking in chromium, we'd crave chocolate. And we get chromium from meat. You know, so I'd love to know what's actually in the drug, and I'd be able to tell you straight off, you know, well, you can get A, B and C here, and you can get whatever from your food, and that should actually work equally as well.
It's amazing, I found chromium great where sweet stuff was concerned. Really useful, genuinely useful where that is concerned. If people want to find out more about what it is you do, you have your website, of course.
I do, Fran. Before I go, I just want to run through something that we got a lot of phone calls on last week after we spoke about the vitamins.
Yes.
So loads of people came back to us and they said, what should we take in the morning and the evening? We're a bit confused, etc. So I just want to run through them quickly.
Yes, please,
again.
Of course, yeah.
So it's water-soluble vitamins in the morning. Okay, so vitamin C and vitamin B and folate, they're the ones that are good to go in the morning, right? At night time, you're taking the fat-soluble ones with your evening meal. So they're vitamin A, K, E and D. Okay, your iron again is taken at night. So when you're talking about minerals, we take our iron at night and we take our calcium twice a day. So that's morning and evening, right? Okay. And then our zinc, that's taken at night as well, because it helps us to sleep. You know, the intermittent sleep we normally have,
sure. If
you have enough zinc in your body, it stops that, it's calming, it's an antidepressant, all of that kind of thing. So, that's literally, I just wanted to run through it again, because I promised people, you know, with the level of calls we had or whatever, that we'd give them more information on it. Yeah.
Very, very good indeed. Okay. Listen, great to talk to you, Muriel. Thank you.
And
about you now.
Thanks,
that's Muriel Cuddy, speaking to us as usual, of Health and Fitness Ireland, 1800 938 007.